The Career Evangelist Podcast, episode number 170.
Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Bola Alabi.
Hey, welcome to another exciting episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. I'm your host, Bola Alabi. Hey guys, as always, thank you for joining me here again today. I'm always thrilled to come to you to share my thoughts, my opinion about career, and to give you life motivation. And I'm grateful to have you listening to me. Yes, whether you are driving, or maybe you are in the gym, lifting weight, or running on your treadmill. Yeah, I'm coming to you, buzzing in your ear, and, you know, sharing my opinion. Thank you for always listening. If you have been following the events around the world, in the past couple of days, it seems everything is, you know, telling us about 2008 again. Two banks in the United States have collapsed. That's the Silicon Valley Bank in California and the Silvergate Bank. First Republic Bank is in a way on a life support right now, with the big banks, you know, giving them a lifeline, raising $30 billion for First Republic. So everything is in a mess in a way right now. People are withdrawing their money from their bank. But one thing that I want to tell you is that this is not gonna end the world. Things will turn around. I want you to be optimistic. I don't want you to panic. Yes, I want you to be careful. And as long as this country is concerned, if you have less than $250,000 in your bank account, then you should be rest assured, because your money is secured by FDIC. If you have more than that, and if you are banking with certain banks, maybe you need to be more cautious. Many shares of different companies are down now, so this may be a good buying opportunity. That's if you have some money. If you don't have any money, and if you are an employee, just continue investing every month. Things will turn around. Life will go back to normal. It's just this sky-high inflation and the Fed raising the borrowing cost, that's the interest rate, that's what is making everyone jittery. And most tech companies are laying off. Facebook just announced another round of layoffs. So I'm hoping you are keeping your job. I'm hoping you are staying relevant. I'm hoping you are impactful where you work, because that's the only way to continue to keep your job, to continue to make sure that you are contributing. And it's always a good idea for you to also have a side hustle. So anyway, today I want to talk about what to do in your first 90 days at work. Yes, as there are companies laying off their workers, companies are also hiring. What an irony. Yes. I think last month, the United States economy created over 200,000 jobs. So that shows that some people are still getting new jobs, even with this economy. So today's topic will be relevant to you if you have just joined a new organization or if you are currently in the process of accepting a new offer. Your first 90 days are crucial, and this period may be the benchmark your boss may use to assess your performance on the job, and they'll use this period to judge you for a very long time. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Most of the time, this is true in life as well as in our careers. Here's what I want you to know. You are being judged every single day at work. People judge you in the way you show up at work. They judge you based on what you say or the question that you ask. They judge the quality of your work and your delivery. Yes. So you've got to make sure that you are doing a great job. The impression you are able to create in your first 3 months at work can last longer than you can ever imagine. So, in this episode, I want to share 5 tips that will help you to create a great first impression so that you can establish a reputable brand for yourself. And I want you to earn the respect of your colleagues and supervisor. Are you ready for this? Okay, let's dive in. The first thing that I want you to do as you prepare for your first 90 days at work is to identify the top 3 problems in your new team. I hope you asked the question when you are being interviewed for the job. This question is, what's the biggest problem that the organization or team is currently dealing with? You see, that question will give you insights into the organization and it will help you to position yourself as a solution to their problem by offering them some ideas about what you can do to solve their problem. If you did not ask that question during your interview, well, you got the job. That means you must have done something right to make them hire you. So now, let's go back and focus on the problem. You need to spend the first 90 days in problem hunting mode. Think about what's keeping your manager up at night. Talk to your colleagues. What are the pain points for members of your team? Is there a process that is cumbersome or unnecessary? Now you have become an insider. You have the opportunity to look with an insider look, you know, with your lens, and you can ask questions, challenge the status quo, ask probing questions, ask your team members, why do we do this? Can we do without it? If it does not make sense or add value to the team, challenge your team to consider an alternative. Of course, you must be ready to give ideas to improve things. don't just criticize the existing setup without offering them other options. That's not good. There are some people that, you know, they specialize in doing that. They'll condemn everything. They'll criticize everything, but they will not offer any suggestions or any opinion as an alternative. That's not good. So what do I want you to do? Find three problems that you can potentially make a side project to help make your team better. There are problems all over the place. It may be cost-related issues, process issues. Maybe there are some growth opportunity that will generate more revenues for your company. Or maybe share ideas about innovation, creativity, anything that will make their life better. Think about it. So that's the first thing. Identify the top three problems in your team. Now let's go to the second one. Identify key stakeholders in different departments. Yes, you have been hired to join a team. Your primary duty and commitment should be to that team. But you will do yourself a great service by connecting with other people within the organization. And here's how to do it. You can set up a quick introductory call with them. In this call, you need to get to learn what they do in those other teams. If you work for a manufacturing company, for example, and you were hired as a project engineer and you work in the engineering department, it will behoove you to connect with people in the manufacturing team, sales team, supply chain team, and other functional departments. Why do you need this? You need this so that you will be able to connect and know the right people to contact when you need help. I want you to know that one department does not make a business. No, your department, maybe you are in the engineering department, you do not make up the entire business. It is the interconnectivity and the ease of operations among the different departments that make a business successful. Do you know what you are doing by meeting other stakeholders? You are creating the necessary connection with them and letting them know you even before you know them. Wow! They will be willing to support and help you when you go to them for any need. So make sure you do that. Identify key stakeholders in the different departments. And that's the second thing you should do. Now, the third thing that you should do, decide which of the problems you can confront and analyze the impact to your company. So I told you to find three problems because some problems will require a longer time and broader collaboration to solve. But here's the deal. I want you to quickly establish a reputation for yourself within 90 days. So I want you to pick something that you will quickly solve so that we can get you that quick win. For example, if there was a process in the organization that currently takes about 5 hours to complete, can you think of a way to streamline that process so that you can complete it within 2 to 3 hours? Guess what? You have reduced the time taken to complete a process. That's a big accomplishment. And not only that, I want you to quantify that result Yes, keep it for your record. You can think of it this way and frame it this way. I reduced the time taken to complete the order booking process by 50%, thereby ensuring on-time project delivery to the customer and achieving a $100,000 savings for the company. Wow, that is awesome. So always think about problems you are solving, streamlining process, and make sure that you are quantifying the result that you are getting. So that's the third one. Decide which problems you want to confront and always analyze the impact to your organization. Now let's go to the fourth one. The fourth point, you need to identify key people you can work with to solve problems that you have picked. You must have heard the common saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together with others. You have established your quick win, you know, in step three. But now we need to think long term. It's always a good idea to have short-term and long-term side projects that you are working on at any specific time in your place of work. For longer-term projects, you need people that will go along with you. Having allies to support you as you move forward can be of great benefit. And it can determine whether you are successful or not in getting a resolution. So you've got to learn how to pick a team of people that will get committed to the same goal that you are pursuing. And that's a great way to influence them. And that's leadership. So you remember that you have connected with key people in your organization. Now, your task is to pitch your idea to them and influence them to want to work with you so that you can all deliver results together. So that's step four. Identify key people you can work with to solve problems that you have picked. Step five, the final one. You've got to announce the new way or the new process to everyone. You've earned it, my friend. You've worked hard. You've led a team of people. And you have influenced them to do things outside their job description. What a great guy. Now, it's time to announce your accomplishment. You may need to document your new process in the company, maybe their corporate policy document, or you may need to design a new equipment. Whichever way, ensure you get the right people involved, get their approval, and publish the new way or guidelines of doing things. Yes, you need to brag about yourself. You deserve it. While others are coasting and doing the bare minimum, you were thinking. You were spending extra time to improve your team, to deliver results, to improve your organization. That is remarkable. You deserve all the accolades. And that's the fifth one. Announce the new way. So that's where I'm going to wrap it today. I hope you found value in this episode. I shared five things you need to do in your first 90 days on a new job. If you found value in this episode, please don't forget to give us a 5-star review. This will help us to continue to attract more audience to our show, and it will help us to meet our goal. You know the goal again? We want to add value to people and help 1,000 people find and grow in their career. Thanks for joining me again today. Till next time again, my friend, remember, love your life, love your career. This is the Career Evangelist, Bola Halabi, signing out.